white hot with a my kush roll, 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 my kush roll.
Metception?
Metception.
Metception.
Can we make that a thing?
That's
trademark.
Can we hashtag that? Metception?
People be like, what the fuck are you talking about, though?
It's Metception.
Wrong. If we put the wrong in there.
Listen. Every time I say some shit that people aren't up on, I go, well, if you don't know, now you know.
But they don't know.
It's either that, well, if you don't know, now you know, or if you have to ask, you'll never know.
Or if you don't know, I guess you can Google it or some shit. Yes. Not as catchy.
Yes, yes. In 2017. Well, if you don't know, Google it. Don't ask anybody. Don't communicate.
Yeah,
just Google it. Just Google this shit.
Which is actually a really good segue into our episode.
Of Googling it? And welcome, everyone, to Speakerbox Seattle Podcast
Season 4.
Bigger, longer, harder. Here with Frank Massachusetts, a.k.a. Sexual Sincere.
And as always, this is your girl, Brangham Smurfette. And right at the top, we're going to hit you with some shameless plugs. So if you want to listen to past or future episodes of Speaker Box, you can go to one of our various platforms, being iTunes, Podomatic, or Stitcher. If you want a one-stop shop for all of that, plus our social media accounts, some content from time to time, you can go to our website, which is speakerbox.com. That's
S-P-K-R-B-X.
SPKRBX.com.
It's so good. It's so good.
Ooh, and the sound quality makes it sound even better.
We're going to put some echoes and some 808s behind that, Margie. Okay, but go ahead.
And if you just have something to say, you got a question, a comment, you want to shout some out, you got to get something off your chest, you need to ask us a question about your fucked up life, go ahead and send us an email at speakerboxseattle@gmail.com. That's speakerbox normal selling. We're getting back into the swing of this. That's normal spelling. Seattle@gmail.com.
Dope. How you been, Smurf? How you been?
I've been good, man.
You been good? Yeah. Well, actually, that's a good segue in terms of talking about our email address, because we actually got an email during our hiatus. This is from, we actually got an email. It's from Drip. His name is Drop Top Drip. Can't make this up, ladies and gentlemen. And he writes, he says, hey guys, love the show. Are you guys still on? I noticed that you guys are named Speaker Box, but there's no real hip hop that you guys talk about. What the fuck? And that's the fuck? That's D-A-F-U-Q. Well, Drop Top Drip, this episode is actually for you. Well, actually, it's not. It's not.
This brings up a good topic, though. I mean, people, that's a critique that we've gotten. They don't really understand why we're Speaker Box Seattle. So do we want
to... You want to explain it to them?
I mean, so basically, it's, yes, this is Speaker Box Seattle, but it's life through the eyes of two hip-hop heads. So we're always referencing music. Our life is influenced by music. But we hear what y'all are saying. And so we definitely, for season 4, are going to incorporate way more hip-hop stuff. We got some ideas.
Yeah, and this is proof in the pudding, right? You send us an email, you tell us your critique, we get back to you, and then we can make it happen.
And we incorporate it.
So we did talk about my idea about fucked up scenario, right? Where I give you a fucked up scenario that's relating to hip-hop, and then you can just answer it at will.
Oh, okay.
So I got one. Okay, cool. To give you an idea. Wait, this is our segment called Hip Hop Fucked Up Situation.
We gotta get like an intro for that.
Yeah, I feel like Shook Ones from Mobb Deep would be the most appropriate one.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So,
Prodigy might be coming for those checks.
He definitely needs those checks. No, it'd be Havoc. Havoc's been fucked.
Oh, yeah, Havoc. Yeah, but Prodigy might need some backup bail money.
Yeah, but Prodigy, I don't feel like he knows how to use the internet. Okay. all right, so fucked up scenario for Bangham Smurf at, whose Snapchat is popping, by the way.
It is. It's lit.
All right. So here's a scenario.
Okay.
Your career is going down.
Right? This is already absurd.
Like you had platinum hits, and then you hit that.
I'm a rapper in this scenario.
So you're the rapper in this scenario, right?
And believable. Very believable.
And it just hit a tank, right?
Okay.
And the label was like, look, You got one more chance. We're not giving you an album deal or anything like that unless you give us a single. And it's got to be a hit.
Just fire.
Got to be fire to save your career, okay, or else it's you're done in these streets.
All right.
And you get one feature. You get one feature to bring your motherfucking career back to the top.
Pheromones.
No, your choices are. Your choices are. Who needs that check? I'm waiting for that email from him. So you're... The three choices for your feature are Chubb Rock, Magoo, or Little Romeo.
Oh, who do you I'm call not even to pausing. Get this hit? I'm not even pausing. This is no, this is a simple, obvious answer. It's obviously Magoo. It's obviously Magoo.
Why?
Because people would see featuring Magoo and be like, what the goddamn fuck?
That's an instant. You're absolutely right. That is a fucking instant click.
Does she mean that Magoo?
It's like the Magoo, the burr, burr, burr. And it's just a sample.
Burr, burr. And that's all it is.
It's just him being
oh my God. That would bring my career back. Just a sample of burr. Because everybody would know what that is. You would have that recognition. Like, that's that shit. That's that strategy that Tory Lanez pulls.
Because he sampled the fucking Proud Family?
Sampled everything.
Yeah, he did some other song too.
No, literally, like the Chick Stay
Everyone Falls in
Yeah,
love
every song
sometimes.
Is every song is a sample. Everyone has it, but it's not a major hit. That's why it works. It's something that you remember subconsciously, so the song inherently feels familiar to you. I'm fucking on to Tory Lanez. I like his little ass. His hairline needs some work, but I'm on.
Can you work on that besides getting a marker? Like, what do you do with
the LeBron treatment?
The headbands.
No, you gotta re-up. He gets it.
Stop.
No,
we're not gonna say re-up in regards to receding hair.
No, he's gotta re-up. He re-ups up.
Is that what you're telling us in the hood now? He's like, yo, my G, you need to re-up.
You
on
need
that
to re-up.
Hairline.
You need to either let it go or re-up.
I'm learning so much, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a real thing.
I'm learning so much.
All right. But yeah, Magoo.
So Magoo.
Magoo,
right.
Obviously. Like, I don't know why. You should have just been like, it's Magoo.
Listen. I thought maybe Little Romeo, because doesn't he have a show? Somebody's got a show.
But he's never had a hit.
He's never. He was. No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. Thought he was. He was supposed to be, but he never was.
Yeah, he just never came to.
He was just around.
He was just there. He was just Master
He was always son. Like Lil Bow Wow's competition, but not really.
But not really, because Bow Wow was like, no, I'm doing arenas, bro.
Yeah. The Scream Tour?
Hey, B2K? B2K, 3LW, and some. Who did he have? He might have, like, Brother. Or some of them BET hip hop groups. Who else was on there?
I feel like who was it? Immature used to always try to like link onto that. It was like, no, but you guys are too old.
It was Marcus Houston. It wasn't Immature.
Oh,
it was
if
just
I
Marcus
wasn't
Houston.
Tethered to this goddamn studio setup, I would do the circle dance.
You mean just the hands, not the feet?
No,
just
the nobody hands. Knew how to do the feet.
Right,
just the hands moving.
Actually, that is a good segue into our episode. Marcus Houston is a great segue because we're talking about outdated, antiquated, outdated things that we thought were popping back in the good old 2000s.
I mean, technology that we just thought was hot, 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 that would never go away.
And it just fell flat on its fucking face. And you know what? This is good because... Well, first of all, first and foremost, fuck Marcus Houston. I don't know why. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm sure he's listening.
Because he had that girl in that room wearing matching outfits. And that affected my life.
Because you were...
That had a personal impact on my life.
I remember that day.
Because a man tried to do that to me.
Didn't he plan out your outfit one day? That's what I
no,
thought was
No, he was just
weird.
In my...
That's right. He was in your jeans. That's right. He was the originator of the skinny jeans. He was.
Yes. Real shit.
Somebody saw that and they were like... You know, my girl do got some fly-ass jeans, and it's been fucked up ever since.
Oh,
so, yes,
shit.
Outdated, antiquated technology. We're going to run it down. This is going to be another list episode. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I got some... It's funny because...
No. I feel... Oh, go ahead.
No, it's funny because you recently posted a picture of that Rockaway jacket, which I was highly offended by the way.
Because you reacted to it with an angry face. Because
I was so angry. Because I was scrolling. I'm doing my shit, right? And all of a sudden, I see a goddamn Rockaway jacket, and I didn't even know... I didn't even look at the name. I was like, I know exactly who posted this, and I'm angry.
I mean, it was obvious who posted it. But no, I mean, it was a real question. Like, I got this... It was a nice jacket. It was a leather jacket. That jacket was like $400. I didn't buy it, but somebody bought it for me. It was like $400. I got it from Mr. Rags, bro. Mr. Rags.
Listen, you almost made me pull my woolwear jacket. I was like,
If you have a woolwear jacket? Why aren't you wearing it every day of your life?
Because it's a woolwear jacket.
Which never really popped. But no. I feel like it would pop now.
Like, if I had a state property jacket, I was like, okay, I might bust this out. Yeah, absolutely.
Fun fact.
It's BC, the blank, the young freak.
Fun fact. Frank's most treasured possession is a state property chain that I got
at. That is false. That is a fallacy. That is incorrect. That is.
He wears it every day.
No. You have to understand. See, that's make believe.
People are not gonna catch this.
They're not gonna catch that.
Which beef was that?
That was beef 3.
Beef the greatest.
It
beef.
Was the greatest beef 3 because that's the one that had the game in 50 Cent. And I was like, this is gold. Like, this is world star before a world star.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into it. Do you have one off the top of your head that you want to start off with in terms of outdated technology that you were like, it's popping.
Before we get like into our list, I think it is important to say, I think this is something that we've like, our generation has been reflecting on like recently, mm-hmm. because I sent you an article. I don't know if you read it, but it was talking about how our generation, like our age group, is kind of weird because we're technically millennials,
right.
but we're like this weird kind of pre-millennial.
Right.
Sometimes they call us Gen Y, but nobody really
rocks
with that.
Because we remember like phone books.
Yeah,
and,
so we have the cynicism and asshole tendencies of Gen X, but we grew up a portion of our lives without technology, but then it was introduced fairly early in our lives.
Okay.
So we've adapted and we're nimble with it. But we definitely remember a time before.
Yeah, we remember every step that got us to this.
Yeah, we're this little raggedy-ass group behind us. They don't appreciate
nothing.
They
don't appreciate shit.
Because they've always had shit.
And you want to know why you don't appreciate shit? I'm going to start mine off with right
okay.
Napster.
Oh, fuck, man.
Is that one?
I can spin off.
Would you have Napster?
I had Napster / MP3s, so
okay.
We can talk about it.
So
MP3 players.
So for people who don't know, MP3 players.
Yeah,
okay.
MP3 players.
So if for people who don't know what Napster was,
there's people who weren't alive.
They weren't alive when this was going on. So this was like the dark internet. You know how people say about the black internet that mm-hmm. nobody knows about? That's like
90%
of the internet.
Yeah.
This is what Napster was.
Yeah.
Right. You kind of had to be in the know to get there, or LiveWire. Right? So basically, so people would upload their music to this service. Basically, it's a shared folder, ideally, and you would download it from there and you would just kind of search and look for it. But the thing is, it didn't have a really good search engine.
No.
So if you didn't type the name exactly or know exactly what you're looking for, nothing would populate.
Yeah, and all people were really uploading was viruses.
Yeah, yeah, viruses. Or, like, whacked out versions of MP3s. Like, it's the song, but it's, like, the radio. Like, somebody put a microphone
right.
in the radio and
like,
made that shit happen.
Like, who was doing that? Who was the people?
The same people who update Wikipedia. It's the same fucking people.
Because who the fuck does that?
Who the fuck does that?
Do you make money off of that? Can you, like, put that in, like, a
Can you
like
write
a
that
portfolio?
Off as a talk
record?
He's like, you know that, You know Chuck D's Wikipedia page.
Yeah, that's my crowning glory.
That's your boy right here. It's a living document. He's still active in the streets. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not a living document. Nobody's reading that. It's not a real thing.
Oh shit! Yeah, but Napster, bro, that was like the source.
But I remember distinctly thinking at that time, I was like, man, they ain't gonna get no better than this,
bro.
Like, I was like,
you can't
stop this, bro.
You mean I don't have to go to FYE and
or Sam Goody
and flip through these CDs?
Right.
I don't have to go through the bin of singles.
Didn't you buy the Deja Vu single?
Yes,
that was
I did.
That was you.
That
okay.
was me. I've consistently throughout my life, if I'm purchasing something, I always make the wrong choice when it comes to music.
What do you mean?
Like, I always pick the wackest thing. Like, there was other things in there. Like,
okay, no, I got you beat, but go ahead.
I picked Deja Vu. I actively remember bypassing, like, a Nas single, a Jay-Z single, a fucking
but you popped up that
Junior
Peter
Mafia.
But you got that Peter
but
Guns.
I got that Peter, that new Peter Guns.
That new Peter.
And I still remember the B-sides of that.
There's a B-side?
Well, not to the thing. I mean, you know, but they call it the B-side. It's
right.
That little track that they put on there that's supposed to be the next hot shit, but it
right,
ain't.
But it ain't.
It was called Marmalade.
And nobody picked
and
that
nobody,
up.
And nobody, yeah. Well, I mean, it was on there, so I know the song, but
a shout out to Marmalade and Peter. It's because you just got a couple YouTube views based off that right there.
Probably. We could probably get him as a guest on the show. I'm pretty sure.
He ain't doing shit.
No, he's just going to stroll up in a wife beater.
He's going to stroll up in a wife beater and some dirty ass feet. All right. So Napster, Livewire, just the idea of downloading MP3 to get physical
idea,
before streaming. But go ahead.
The idea of having to sit down to log on to a desktop computer, which is what Frank hates most in life.
It's my life. It is my
logging
life.
Logging on. Do you remember the effort? So that kind of goes into mine. I guess we'll just segue into the MP3 player. So after you went through all this illegal rigmarole getting the goddamn song.
Didn't you get a letter?
I got choked up just thinking about it. Yeah, I was sued by the record companies. I was a part of that.
And that's something you little just don't appreciate. You see,
I
we was out
the
in the
way.
Fields.
I bet, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I made it easier for you little niggas.
We was out in the fucking streets
I got sued by the record companies. And they literally harassed me. And by the grace of the good Lord, I was able to scam my way out of it. But I know a lot of people, they came at you crazy. They were like, either you pay this $5,000 right now, or we will prosecute you.
Damn it, man.
And I remember I got so rattled when the one girl, you remember that one little chick who got sued by the record companies and got awarded like $1 million settlement?
That was going to be you?
That was going to be, no. She owed the record companies like $1.5 million.
Oh, I thought they paid her.
No.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, so this is real. I didn't know what to do.
What's the game plan for that repayment plan?
I don't even know. But I was on the tail end, so they ended actually up like abandoning that, the mm-hmm. record companies, because they had spent like some like
absurd amount
of money, and it had only like recouped like 10 G's.
Nobody's good. What are you going to do? Well, here's the thing. You're suing people who are downloading music. That should let you know, bro, we ain't got it. We ain't fucking got it.
I was a broke college student. Like, I didn't have it.
Yeah, somebody tried to sue, or they sent a cease and desist letter or some shit to my homegirl because I sent her an MP3 file via email, and they sued her. Like, they sent a letter to her, but not to me who sent it.
Because
she never sent me
an
email. She was like, definitely just got this fucking this letter from MCA or whatever.
No, I'm rattled. I'll snitch because I remember we were using my laptop, but my roommate was downloading music too. So I was like, bitch, you about to take this charge too? Because I'll give you up. I will give you up.
And that should let you know, don't count on Bangham's Mervet to hold you down. She's throwing you down the fucking river.
Did you just throw in a Alchemist reference? See, and y'all niggas was talking about, we don't have no hip-hop.
You have to.
You got to catch, you know what, if you ain't catching the hip-hop.
Infantry.
If you can't catch the hip-hop, then you ain't a hip-hop head.
Yeah, because we're dropping jewels.
Yeah,
we drop jewels all the time. Ha, 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 ha. I'm sorry.
Well, that... Yeah, I guess it's kind of, but that's also you bought
a hat. I bought a hat. It's a nice hat. It's a really nice hat. All right, so what do you got? What do you got?
Well, I just went.
Okay.
MP3 player, so you got to go again.
All right, so this is a good one because this is one that hits deep, and I'm pretty sure it's on your list as well.
It probably is.
This is something that me and you both encountered around the same time, and I think we texted each other. We were like, you saw that shit, right? I'm talking about the Bluetooth earpiece.
Oh, no, I don't have that.
But
you gotta say the
Bluetooth earpiece. Would you like to explain what the Bluetooth earpiece is?
It's basically a flash drive that you clip to your ear to communicate to
but
people.
But it's big as shit.
Just big as, just for it's, no reason.
It was big as shit, and motherfuckers would just have it clipped to their ear
all goddamn day.
Just had it right there. And no, you understand, it was literally the size of your biggest flash drive. Look in your drawer, find the biggest flash drive, put it next to your ear,
well,
and that's
clip
what
it on.
Was.
You gotta clip it on your ear. You gotta take a paper clip.
I don't know why, but I was just like, whip it good. I don't know why that immediately came to my head.
But why? Okay, so why was this so absurd?
The reason why I was so absurd is because, A, you looked fucking ridiculous.
But nobody thought they did at the time.
But people tried to put it, like, they tried to use their fitted caps and, like, put it over their ears so you get, like, a size bigger and, like, put it over your ears, right? And then, like, try to cover it up. But then when you were talking and, like, using it, you couldn't hear it because it was muffled because the speaker is in your ear. So then you had to take off your hat.
But we can't deny that it was hot for, like, a hot second.
It was hot for,
did you
like,
have
a
hot
Bluetooth? Second. No, absolutely not. I saw what people were looking like, and I was like, absolutely not. I can't. You know who I'm talking about. He slept with it on. And
I mean, okay, I'll give it this. I mean, it was a solution. Because up until then, we were ear hustling the phone, and if you're trying to honey drip, and your ear got tired. And
but here's my thing, though.
It got hot.
What was the... What was the game plan? Like, what was the 5-year plan for that? How do you advance on the Bluetooth earphone?
I don't know. You
start
know
blinging it out.
I think that happened. I think that
did they start blinging?
Yeah,
them
I think
out?
They started blinging them out.
Okay, yeah, I believe it.
I think the thing was that people took advantage. They didn't respect the technology because I think where it became ridiculous to me, it was like, why do you always have the Bluetooth on?
That's true.
Like I can get
didn't
it.
You have to charge it.
Yeah, you had to charge it. That wasn't just like for life. Charged for life.
Charged. That's the name of our mixtape. Charged for life. That is the name of our mixtape. And I see us with like them old ass Master P album covers.
Yes, with the flames.
With the flames. And we're just like.
And there's like a Hummer in the back.
And there's a big ass title. And there's a tank in the back.
Yes. Why don't they do that anymore?
Because they don't know how to make hits. These young, again, you young just don't appreciate shit. With Master P, before you could download an album.
Maybe we should add that to obsolete technology. Master P album.
No, because that's still going on. Because Future drops a different project every 3 months. And Master P was dropping albums every 3 months.
Yeah, but he doesn't have flames on the album cover.
He doesn't.
And we need that too. We need flames and tanks to come back.
But if he put flames and tanks on his album covers, out of here.
Okay. Anyways, I don't know. I think you've been sipping syrup.
I keep balling. Shout out to. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just any. All right.
So those goddamn Bluetooth earphones. Yes, you thought it was the hotness, and it fell off real fast. And thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Actually, you might see one or two people that are still rocking them.
No, I do see them. I went to a Christmas party recently. No, I swear to goodness. And when I tell you, I fell out laughing. I think I embarrassed the person I was with. But I was at a Christmas party, and I look over, and, like, they played, like, one hip-hop song. And, of course, there's, like, an old... Well, they weren't even old, but they were, like, late 30s, early 40s couple got onto the dance floor. Mm. And the man was wearing a Bluetooth. And I could not get over the fact that he was on the dance floor with a Bluetooth. Like, are you expecting
a call?
Like, you have an important call from China.
Hey, baby, I got this. Hey, what you doing? Nothing, man. You got the papers? Have my mother's my Friday.
That's funny because that's exactly the way he was dancing. And he had a Kangol on.
Well, you have to.
You got to have to. And I think he was wearing legs.
Look,
I'm pretty sure he was wearing legs boots.
I saw him in a three-piece. That's what I envisioned
him as. He had a turtleneck sweater on,
yep.
Some jeans and some legs, and a Kangol, and a Bluetooth. It sounds about right, right?
It sounds about right.
Yeah.
Was it Magoo?
I think it may have been
Shout out to Magoo.
Shout out to motherfucking Magoo, man.
I heard he's selling rims or something like that. I'm dead ass, but go ahead.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. Magoo's selling rims.
We still need to start that show, by the way.
Fun fact? Or where are they now?
Just roll up on people at their regular 9-to-5?
Well, here's the thing, though. We'll do it like Nardwuar a little bit, right? Like, we'll find out where they're operating from, and we'll just roll up with the camera and microphone and just, like, their place of business.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
So, like,
that's
roll up on a mill at the fucking Walmart, actually, yes. Like, checking shit out, and just be like, aren't you a mill? And just put the camera in her face and just go, okay. Yeah, I'm all for it.
Okay. If you steal that shit... We will find you, and I will shoot you personally. All right.
You
going
will get
on.
A letter from MCA Records.
Cease and desist. Right. And if you don't give me these 5 G's, just extorting niggas. All right. So next up on my list, I'm going to have to go the one, because I miss them so much.
Okay.
Payphones, man.
You miss payphones?
I miss payphones. You know why?
Why?
This is why. Because I feel like this again goes back to the younger generation just does not have to go through the things that we went through.
Okay.
I feel like a rite of passage was having to call your mom or dad from a payphone when shit went left.
That's true, because you had to know how to use it.
You had to. And you. I remember my first time when I knew I had to make the call and I had to find a payphone. And back then, payphones were just all over.
Yep.
I remember the walk to the payphone.
The longest walk
to picking it up, to putting the coins in, thinking to myself, damn, Using a payphone got expensive, didn't it?
$1.25? I go, really? All right, then. Could have bought a phone. All right.
I still remember the lady talking about, you have.
Oh, so many minutes left. Like 1-800-COLLECT. You remember that? You could call people collect. Yep. Yeah.
Can you even call people collect anymore?
You can. I think like jail calls, you can still call people collect, and it's a lower
rate. What are you calling people collect for?
I don't know. I didn't know the original concept.
Like you really paid for the charge.
Like, I didn't know who. So is that how it worked? Like the person you called had to pay for the charge? Look, that is some fuckboy shit if I've ever heard it in my goddamn life. He said, no, I'm going to call you collect. You better not call me motherfucking collect, you bitch, you.
An option today, like, fuck, that would be the preferred method of communication for fuckboys, is collect calling. No, you pay for the charge.
Oh, that's how you know you fuck with the wrong one. You pick up the phone, hello, do you accept a collect call from
Jones? Most certainly not.
Jones. Nah. Press 8 to accept. Nah.
Jones. Buff man.
Jones. Buff man Jones.
Absolutely fucking not.
All right, payphones. That's a good one. All right, I got one. And actually, I got this from Drink Champs because they brought this up, and then I was like, damn. When I thought about this episode, I was like, we gotta bring it up because they really didn't go into it. They just kind of mentioned it.
Yeah.
Like people knew what the fuck they were talking about, except for me. Before YouTube, there was the Box Channel.
Oh, the Box.
The music
you
box
with that fire
channel.
Today.
Listen.
The Box.
The Box was the shit.
Was it?
It was the
At
shit.
At the time, it was the shit. But now you think about it, and it was some fuck shit.
No, it was some fuck shit. Well, if you had a burner phone, like if you had a prepaid phone that nobody used and you didn't have to pay for the charges, yeah, you just sit there and order videos all day. That's exactly what the fuck we did.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
That's I remember my cousin got into so much trouble because he was calling in. Ordering video
on your mom's line, so she get the phone bill
on the landline.
Because you have to understand, it was like $2.
Yeah, that
shit
was
right?
Not cheap.
Right. So no, you just get a burner phone and just keep ordering videos.
But I just remember that they would never play your shit.
They all well, you had to do it like repetitively. That's why you got a burner phone. I remember one time
the Box. Maybe you should explain it for people.
Okay. So how the Box worked out again? This was pre YouTube, right? So everything that before then, you had your MTV, their BET, and they had video channels. They had video DJs, VJs who would introduce the videos and whatnot. But you didn't have that sense of that autonomy, right? Mm-hmm. I want to be able to watch what I want to watch when I want to watch
it.
And hello comes the Box, and they said, "Look, we got all these videos. You tell us which one to play." I think you texted it in. No, you would call. You would call, and then you would dial the number. So, like,
each video
had, like, a three-digit number associated
with it. Because this was kind of, like, pre-texting taking off.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And so, yeah, you would call in. You would dial the number that would match the video that you would want to watch, and then it would come on. The first one that I ever did, just to see if it was legit, because I remember watching it. I was like, this is some bullshit. Like, I can't really pick my own videos. I was a super skeptic one, right? So I was like, all right, cool. So I called in, and I remember on the screen, whenever somebody would call in, it would show like a little flip phone, like, oh, someone's calling in to request a video.
Uh-huh.
And so like, I'm dialing it, and I'm like,
I'm so mad it was a flip phone.
It was a fucking flip phone, right? And so I'm dialing it, and I'm like, oh, shit. And the first video that I ever did, and it took me an hour before the video actually played, but it came on. And it was Goody Mob featuring TLC, What It Is, What It Ain't.
Wow.
Yeah. The Box Channel, bro. Oh, man.
I mean, because my whole thing was it
what
was
your cousin
them?
Ordering exactly is the question.
I don't know what he was. I remember one time we ordered Crossroads.
Okay.
But my whole thing, then I...
what? I miss my Uncle John, y'all.
I mean, it's real.
It's real.
Especially when he's just rolling up on it. I guess, okay, so the burner thing, that's genius. The burner phone thing.
He stole that village child.
No. He did.
He just walked in, stole the child.
He just walked in,
he
stole
just went,
the child.
Walked the fuck out.
And then walked up a mountain.
Right, with E.T. We're like, that's abduction. That's not cool.
Right?
Oh my god.
Can you imagine how fucked up that couple was gonna be for the rest of their life? Like, they saw a black man.
Because they saw him. They identified, they showed that they recognized that his existence was there. They were like, hey, y'all see this dude taking
the
abducting my child.
Alert someone.
And
yeah.
Oh my God.
Anywho, yeah, but so the burner phone thing, that's genius. But I realized the hustle. Some other person's gonna spend the money. If I just wait along, it takes them so long to play the video anyway.
It did. It took an hour.
And if you just wait,
and it was like at midnight when I ordered it too, and it took an hour. And I was like, who's here?
The East Coast.
At 3 a.m. After the club's closed.
There was a dude in Tim's in a fitted cap.
And it was like, man, if you don't play that shook one.
Dead ass.
If you don't play that young one, we got a problem.
They moved his request straight to the front of the line.
You know who got mad plays? And I was like, you know, I know exactly who's ordering it. It's the artist themselves. It was Jay Hood. Jay Hood definitely was always on the box. And I was like, it's just him calling in, ordering his own video.
Probably. Now that I think about it, that probably is what was happening. Because there was some, like, what was messed up is they should have had, like, genre box channels.
That's true.
Because they mix in everything. And it was Green Day all day. That's like, true. Back to back.
Or they had, like, Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears.
Oh, my God.
And you're just like, God damn it, man.
Don't let NSYNC have dropped a new video. It was over.
It was over. They just dominated. And you were like, well, I'm not going to get a video in. So that was the only fallacy of the box, was that once some new shit came out and you weren't feeling it, you were going to be subjected to it either way.
The box, man. That was a good one.
The box.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, what do I got? Okay, well, I might as well follow up with the obvious one. Now, nobody's going to know what this is. Two ways.
The Montel Jordan two-way?
Yes, the Montel Jordan.
The Montel Jordan two-way.
Now, for those of you that don't know, prior to...
You have to understand, it was lit when it came out, though.
It was lit when it came out. Was this... This was after cell phones, but prior to texting becoming, like, real popular.
Right.
So, in the interim, do you even remember what company that was?
Motorola?
It may have been Motorola. It was Motorola.
Yeah.
They had this little device that basically was just a little keyboard that... All you could do was send what we know now to be text messages back and forth. Okay, the thing about it, though...
Break it down for me. Break it down, Smurf.
Is for this to work, you had to have another person with a two-way, and the two-way wasn't really that popular. So, again, this is one of those things that directly impacted my life. So, I dated a boy with a two-way. Didn't have a cell phone, just had a two-way. I don't know why he thought this was a good investment. Okay, but I didn't have a two-way.
So, who was he two-waying?
Him and his boy had a two-way, and they were just two-waying each other. I swear to goodness.
So, it's an expensive walkie-talkie is what you're telling me at this point.
Them joints were expensive.
Them shits was like $500.
Them joints were expensive. So, but that didn't mean that me and him still couldn't talk. But what that meant was that I had to call the voice messaging service and talk to a real-life person and give them my message so then they could transcribe it and send it to him. So can you imagine how awkward that is? Like a 16, 17-year-old girl calling a voice message place being like, okay, can you say this? No, don't put the okay, can you say this? Start now. Start right now. Hey, baby. Can you call me? I'm trying to meet up.
No, you got to do it like a telegram, right? Hey, baby, stop.
I mean,
he called me back.
Some
stop.
Times they would ask you to do that, but one time I did that and they included the stops.
Oh, and he was like, "Hey, baby, stop, stop. What am I doing?"
And that's when they had started
the fucking two-way pager.
That's when they had started that product placement, and so you would see two ways, like in the Montel Jordan video, yep. Where it was like, "Why is there a close-up?" Of this two-way. And then, you know what, somebody...
With the green screen of death.
Did you hear the Kelly Rowland thing?
No, whatever.
So you remember the Dilemma video?
Yeah.
She had a two-way, right?
Did she?
Yeah, I think she had a two-way.
Okay.
She flips it open to send a message.
Mm-hmm.
But people just notice that she was using Microsoft Excel to send the message. And people were like, what the fuck?
I hate the internet. I hate the fucking internet. I do. I absolutely do. I absolutely do. For shit just like that. He said, you know that's Excel.
No,
right?
It legit.
You said that like a spreadsheet? Like a workbook, my
but
dude?
But you know how to do the columns. It was like, hey, what's up? But it was through column like A, B, and Z. I was like, what? How did we not catch that?
Oh, Dilemma. That
and should we put that on the list of obsolete?
Nelly is obsolete technology. That's rude. That's rude. Hype Williams videos are obsolete technology. That's rude.
That
let them live. That was Chris Robinson.
Oh, I was about to say because that must have been before colors and lights, colors, landscapes, colors,
widescreen, never full screen, why it's
colors. And y'all say we don't talk about hip hop.
Shout out to Drop Top Drip, whatever the fuck your name was. Yeah, this one's for you and everybody else that was doubting the hip hopness of this duo right here.
Yeah, you ain't real hip hop.
You ain't hip hop. Okay. But shout out to all y'all that have been listening, even on up our off season. Now, real talk. Shout out to the people that have been listening to us, even on our off season. We came back. We saw the love. We appreciate it. The emails and everything. Keep them coming. Keep up the likes and all that. Just want to say shout out to y'all. We appreciate the support, and we're gonna keep rocking with you.
And back to our regular scheduled programming.
And listen, as a brand ambassador, sometimes we have to do this, right? Because we're brand.
Yeah, we're brand ambassadors now. That's weird.
We are. So anyway,
so use code SpeakerBox to get $5 off your next Uber.
Yep, that's SPKRBX. Type it in and get $5 off. No, because if it works, I think I'm like, yo.
But we don't get no coins.
We don't get no coins for
that. Okay, anyways, we'll set that up.
All right, so, but we are brand ambassadors. Okay. All right. So I had one more.
Okay.
And I know, like, people, when I say this, they're going to be like, what is that? Because, and the thing is, when I wrote it down, I was like, how am I going to explain this? Because I don't really know what this was either. Okay. But I knew that it existed, and I knew everybody had them, but I knew everybody that had them didn't fully understand the capacity of how to use them or what they were for.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
The Palm Pilot.
Oh, I almost put that on mine.
The Palm Pilot.
Right.
What was that? I don't know.
Honestly, you know the reason why I didn't put it on my list?
Why?
Because I was like, so were you able to make calls or not?
No, it was like a calendar.
It was huge.
You had a pen and it was a calendar and like you could write notes. I can't really explain it. It was like Etch-a-Sketch.
It was like a digital day timer.
Is that what it was?
I think so. It was like keep your meetings organized.
But did it give you an alert?
No, I don't think they had the technology.
So what the fuck are we doing? I didn't get it. Somebody with a Palm Pilot.
That's when they were like, everything needs to be digital. Everything that you were doing, make it digital because that's the new wave. So you used to write it down. Now buy this $1,000 piece of technology.
Yeah, because them shits was expensive as shit, too.
And huge as shit.
And they were big as shit. They couldn't even fit in your pocket.
And they were thick, too.
They were thick as shit. And then, so let me get this straight. So you're walking around with a Palm Pilot, a Motorola two-way pager,
yes,
a Bluetooth phone,
yes,
probably a big chunk of platinum jewelry.
An MP3 player.
This is why they couldn't wear skinny jeans. This is why you had baggy jeans back in the day. You had all this fucking equipment rocking with you.
Yeah, you needed somebody, but you needed room.
You had a fucking fries in your pocket.
You did. You did. Because they didn't know what to do. It was just like technology.
And so they just put technology on everything. Yeah, because what the fuck was... I don't know the purpose of the Palm Pilot.
It was a calendar.
But I know... I think my mom had one.
My mom had one, too. And I was like, what are you doing? Write it down. You used to write it down. Keep writing it down. It makes more sense. Because once you put it in there, you don't know how to get it out. It doesn't tell you nothing. It doesn't alert you.
It doesn't alert you. It doesn't keep it in a separate folder.
It's just there.
Somewhere in the mainframe of the Palm Pilot.
In the Matrix
is that note that you said to yourself. Yes.
Yeah, I think it was all just for like stunts and shows. Like you had a Palm Pilot, so people were like, oh, that must be a business person.
But you was just
it was just drip top,
whatever the fuck his name is. And just write notes to himself. Feeling pensive.
I knew a lot of D-Boys with Palm Pilots. And I was like, what are you putting?
Those were chirp phones.
No, I knew D-Boys with Palm Pilots.
With Palm Pilots?
Yeah, and I was like, are you recording drug ledgers or...
Are you just scheduling your appointments at crack spots? You're like,
maybe.
Oh yeah, I gotta hit up Rodney. He want an ounce.
I gotta cover the trap house from 2 to 3. Like, what?
I'm honestly thinking about just rotating shifts at the trap house.
Yeah, that's what I imagine.
He said, man, you said you was going to be there from 2 to 3. Yeah, well,
I watched the documentary.
So you guys say till 3:30 then. What? Yeah.
The real Rick Ross. Uh-huh. Like, I watched a documentary about him, and that's how he ran his shit. There were shifts. He was like, I ran it like a McDonald's. Yeah, real shit. He was making cake.
The real Ricky Rose was making cake.
The real.
I mean, the real Noriega. Not being the right. He owed me a, how many papers? About 100. I'm real excited about that BMF movie, though. That shit's going to be dope.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or it's not a movie. It's going to be a show, actually. So.
I think I heard some.
So, basically, 50 Who Did Power, you know.
Oh, he's gonna, he's gonna do BMF.
Do you? You're not a 50 Cent fan.
He's just a, he's like the OG fuckboy. Like, if Future.
No,
is
he's
the
OG bully.
No, I think he's the OG fuckboy. Because if he's the OG fuckboy, then Future is like the reigning crown prince of fuckboy dumb.
Ray J.
No, he's like the court jester of fuckboyness.
He entertains the fuckboys.
He's the brand ambassador of fuckboys.
Shout out to fuckboys. Oh my god, that is the most perfect description of Ray J. He is the brand ambassador of fuckboys. Yeah. Because that's so accurate.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. But yeah, Palm Pilots. I'm sure Ray J still has one. Continue on.
Probably. Okay. So, man, Palm Pilots, that was a good one. So, I have two more. I'm just going to go with the
one. That was my last
because
one.
Because I was thinking about it. I was like, damn, like, we really used to do this. 411.
You're going to have to break that one down. You're going to have to break down 411. You're going to have to tell them. You're going to have to let them know.
So, again, like, in this weird period of time where it was like, technology. There was this
interest. One more time.
Technology. So, it was like, yo, we got this yellow book. That's cumbersome, right? You remember having to get out the yellow pages? And for y'all, there used to be a book of numbers.
A book of numbers. And it was in a box with locks and locks and box.
And they used to drop that shit off. You didn't ask for
it. And it was thick as shit.
Thick as shit. And it was like, oh, you want to order a pizza? Go get the phone for the book.
Oh my God, I do remember that. And you had to look up Pizza Hut's number. And yeah.
And then
you
had to find your city. And then you had to... Is it close enough?
And then you have to find the right location. You're like, well, that's the Linwood one. I want to get the Seattle. We're Seattle. And then, yeah, it got complicated. But anyway.
So before we could just look that shit up, like normal people.
With Google.
It was 411, which was a number that you used to call to ask questions, man. Just to ask questions. And again, you had to talk to a real life person.
What are they doing now? Because I feel like you had to have been trained to be a 411 call representative.
There had to be some sort of training because it wasn't just for numbers.
Right.
It was like, what time's the movie? It was
that's
like.
That's true. You're yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, you're absolutely
like,
right.
Like, when's the bus coming?
Yeah. That's right. You did have to look at show times through that. You're absolutely right.
Like, there was movie phone, but then you could also, it was like, well, why do that when I could call 411?
Movie phone. Movie phone. Damn it, man.
They were just, it was like.
Now I got one more, but go ahead.
It was like the early, like the late 90s, early 2000s. They were just throwing shit at walls.
Yep. Some of it stuck, though.
Some of it did stick, yeah.
All right. Wait, so before you get to your last one, because it just made me think of this one.
No, this was my last one.
Oh, I thought you said you had two more.
No, I did, but I thought that was your last. So I got another one.
Okay. All right. Well, it's just because it's right, it segues right off of that. Mm-hmm. The motherfucking movie rental stores.
Oh, yeah.
They were lit on a Friday night. If you weren't at the fucking Blockbuster or the Hollywood Video getting that new, you wasn't nobody.
But you had to go, like, you remember how you had, like, to schedule? You had to plan it just right.
You did.
Because you had to get there at the right time where it was going to be available.
Because it wasn't available till like, 7 or 8 or something like that.
Like, the
right?
Drop-off time was at, like, 5, so you could be there at 6. But you had to give them enough time to organize it.
Yep.
And then if you couldn't find it, you remember this one? Yo, can you check the box?
Yep. No, because that's before they had some type of scanning system to let you know that the right movie is in the right box. So you'd be like, yeah, before I take that home, bro, I'm going to need you to open up that box.
Well, there was that, but like, remember if you couldn't find it on the shelf, there was that thing like on the outside, you could just put it in.
Oh, that's right, the drop-off box. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And so if you couldn't find it on the shelf, you'd be like, yo, can you check the drop-off box?
So with Blockbuster, what they did was they had a slot, like a mail slot, so that it would just end up on the floor. It wasn't in the box outside, it would end up on the floor.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, well, okay. it was like a box on the inside,
right.
I'd be like, yo, can you check the drop-off box?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And they always used to roll their eyes.
Because they were like, oh, now I gotta dig through these. But you, if you planned it right, because you knew all the returns had to be back by like 6:37. So if you showed up around 6:37, you're like,
you knew that they were going to be there because them fees, bro. Yeah. They were not playing about those fees.
It was like a $4 fee or something like that for every late rental. And it was like 7:01. It's late.
They were not playing. Like, you got your first fee. I remember my mom somehow, like, racked up, like, $120 in fees.
Well, if you remember, Blockbuster and Hollywood Video were on that fuck shit, right? They because were. It wasn't about when you actually returned it, because nothing was there to
it's
register.
When they
scan it. So if they didn't scan it till 7:02, guess who got a late
fee? Did they
ever
get hit with a class action?
Probably. I remember my dad cussed one of the representatives out in front of us, and that shit was hilarious. I was in tears. That's I remember I was like 9 years old in tears laughing.
Can I tell you, though, my mom saw the end of video rental places why? Coming. She just, it was just like things were becoming too digital, like there was streaming coming out, and so I remember one time we were into Hollywood Video, and her and the dude got into it because he tried to, like, charge us some sort of fee. Mm-hmm. And she was just not having it. And she was like, you know what? She was like, it's all right. Charge me the fee. Because you going to be out of a job at T-minus something, something, something. And he was like, ha, ha. He gave, like, the smug laugh. Mm-hmm. I shit you not. No, real talk. I shit you not. A month later.
That motherfucker closed down.
A month later, they went out of business.
Sounds about
and
right.
And I'm pretty sure my mom went up there to laugh.
Rolled up on him on the unemployment line. Yep. How you living? You funky bitch, you.
Yeah, no, but that's a good one because I remember the Blockbuster by our house now. They turned that into a pawn place.
They turned the Hollywood Video by my old place into a T-Mobile store.
Yeah. I feel like that's the next thing to go obsolete is like the cell phone store.
No, well, I feel like, well, yeah, and the reason why is because the only reason they exist now is for the older generation who need help actually knowing how to use their phone.
That's
but
true.
This new generation,
I don't
know, how to use it.
It's like the bank to me. Like, what the fuck am I going to go to AT&T for? Y'all ain't doing nothing for me.
Well, T-Mobile's got it fucked up where they only let you buy phones on a payment plan there, so you have to go through, like, this whole fucking process.
So you mean to tell me I have to log on to a desktop?
You have to log on. No, they have to log on to a desktop computer and get this going. And I was like, this sounds like some fuck shit. So, yeah. But, yeah, movie rental stores. Yes, gone. And missed. We miss you.
You had to put on real clothes.
The fuck I did. That shit was across the street. I showed up in my jammies, ordered the latest video game, called that shit a day.
But you still had to go outside. I don't have to go outside anymore.
Redbox.
Who fucks with Redbox? Is fastly, like, quickly becoming obsolete.
Is it really?
Hell yeah. I remember lines used to be down this. Nobody messes with Redbox.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's fucked up because when I text you and I was like, should I spend this $1.30 on this X-Men movie? You were like, nah,
keep
bro.
It.
You were like, keep it.
It.
It was
we're talking
bad?
About the last one?
Yeah.
Just keep it, man.
Was it that bad?
It was pretty bad.
Alright.
It was pretty fucking bad.
Apocalypse.
He was just like a dude, man. Like, he was just, he didn't do anything the whole movie. He was just walking around. Giving people like, no, you think I'm playing. Watch the movie. He was just walking around giving people like weird kind of not powers. Like, Storm.
Uh-huh.
He didn't actually do anything for her. He just changed the color of her hair. I swear to you.
Here's this dye job, bitch.
Yeah. He was like, whoa. And, like, her hair turned.
Wait, what? <"Wah." laughs>
You gotta get the hand motion, though. He did that, and then her hair turned blonde. And, like, nothing else happened. They just had the game all fucked up. It just didn't make any sense.
Didn't you see it in the theater?
I did. I paid real money. I went. I had a lot of money on that computer. You know a trend at movie theaters?
What?
They're making you, like, pick your seats.
Wait, what?
Yes, like, the last time, a couple times I've been to a movie theater, like.
What theater are you going to? Isn't it an IMAX?
No.
Oh, just regular theater?
Yeah,
okay,
and it's not one particular chain. It's, like, different chains, and you have to, like, select your seat, and people will come up to you beefing if you're in the wrong seat, like, oh, actually, these are mine. And it's like, what?
Since, how do you?
Oh, man.
Hey, then you better have some ticket pricing, because, hey, that $11 ticket cannot be the same for the front seat and the back seat. I should not be like this, looking up, and then
paying
the same.
I mean, but that's how it was before, though.
Yeah, but that was by if you didn't get
there
early enough. Like, I'm
ooh,
paying for
and
this
I'm the
designated
queen
seat.
Of getting to the movies early. Oh, and don't let it be one of those ones where you're supposed to stand in line. I cut that bitch every time.
How?
I almost got into a fight one
How?
Time with a gang of smoke. All right.
I don't know. Wait, we're gonna take a segue. we're gonna dive into this story.
Because I don't play those games. I'm not standing standing in your arbitrary line. I got here.
Will this be a segment called Fucking with Smurf? Probably. On today's episode of Fucking with Smurf.
I cut those lines.
So, the Gang of Samoans. I need to hear this whole story. So what happened?
I cut the Gang of Samoans. They got there early, man. And they was in line and they felt some type of way. Because once they opened it up, I'm just off to the side. Like, the line's to the left. I'm just off to the side. I don't look like I'm about to cut it, but I kind of just like, what the fuck is she doing there? Like,
right.
And then I just, as soon as they opened the little thing, I just cut right in. And then all of a sudden, I heard this shit talking behind me. And I was with my dude, and so, you know, he
got that on lock, right, yeah.
Yeah, so it was, like, on and popping for a second. But I think he knew one of them or whatever. It was like, oh, man, it's all love.
He's like, is it? Is it? I've been standing in this goddamn line.
I cut that bitch every time. Every time. And it's always, somebody always has something to say, and I always turn around. I'm like, fuck you gonna do?
What do you want to do? What you want to do?
It's like, so did I take your seat?
You know what's fucked up? Is that if this seating, if this assigning of seats is a real thing now, as you've explained it, and you got to them and you're cutting people, then you literally did take their seat. And they're like, the only seats we got left are the ones in the very front row. She took the last seat.
But then I can be held accountable. So I got to go to theaters where they don't do. Because if they assign in seats, then I'll just get my seat early. Like, okay. Then I don't have to play these games with y'all.
Right.
But if it's not assigned seat and it's just every man for themselves, well, I'm cutting you. I'm going to be the first. But I'm going to get here 1 minute before the movie starts. And I'm going to be the first person in the movie theater.
I wish somebody would try to Debo me out my seat. I'd be like, the fuck? No, I'm already sitting down. Like, get the fuck out of here. Nah, I'm not going to play those games. Absolutely not. No, but then I end up getting shot at a movie theater. And
honestly, I think that's probably the place I get to the most altercations is the movie theater.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the movie theater is probably where I... Yeah, it's the movie theater.
I expect nothing less. I expect nothing less. A place for family gathering and sharing of moments and spending that quality time with everyone and going to go see a good movie. Smurf's out here beefing with me.
Yeah, because I don't know how to act. I thought we'd established this.
But that's why I love you, right? Because I know I'm about to see some shit. I'm like, here we go. All right, this is going to be great. This is going to be good.
Oh, shit.
All right. So, all right. Did you have one more? Or?
Oh, I got one if we want to.
All right, let's end it with you. What do you got? Last one.
Disposable cameras, man.
Disposable cam. Do you remember trying to take selfies with disposable cameras?
And that's actually why I put it on the list, because I was taking a selfie yesterday and I thought about, I was thinking about our episode and I was like, do you remember a time where it was just a fucking toss up? Like, you didn't know what you were going to get developed. It could just be the backs of people's heads.
Or the flash might have been off point. You only got one eye in this picture because the flash is...
Like, a time before you didn't know what your picture was going to look like. You didn't even know if there were going to be any pictures.
Yep.
We still tried to take selfies, but that was the logistics. They didn't make it easy for you.
They didn't.
You had to wind it up. Do you remember if you wound it up wrong, you could lose?
No, like... you would fuck up the picture. Like, if you wound it too fast. Yeah, you would fuck up the picture, so it would become all blurred and distorted and shit.
Or you could lose a count. Like, you could lose one of your pictures.
Wait, what?
Like, you could... So, say you had 8 snaps left because you only had 24 in the disposable camera bag. You had 8 left and you wound it too much. Well, you might skip 7 and now you got 6.
You got 6 snaps on the Petro now? He said who got snaps. You know, Miss Society's on Netflix. He said who got snaps on the Petro.
Hence why Blockbuster and them went out of business.
Because we can just stream this shit? I'm not putting on pants.
I don't care if they were pajama pants. I don't have to put them on anymore.
No, and so
could be in my house pantsless.
Getting the same damn movie, you funky bitch, you. Well, because my mom's got that in theaters thing instead of going to the movie theater, you can just stream.
What the fuck for?
And she was like, what the fuck? I got a couch. I got popcorn.
Yeah.
I got worse about a big ass head in front of me.
Even if I don't have popcorn, Amazon could deliver it to me. They got the drone dropping shit off. That never took off, did it?
No. Because I'm gonna think, hey, you want to know why? Because drones scare the shit out of people. Imagine a drone. Imagine you were going to your job, right? You get out your car, and amongst all the fucking birds and the seagulls, lions, tigers, bears, oh my, you see a fucking drone just hovering over your car.
No, but see, I never thought of it. Like, that's how most people would think about it, like hovering. I always pictured it like diving into your front door.
Like a fucking missile? What are we doing? Is this an assault or surveillance? What are we doing?
It's just always in my head. I would just think of it like me opening the door and being like,
I got you.
Appreciate it, bro.
You're doing too much, bro. You're doing too much.
A little bit.
What was the last one that you put out?
Huh?
What was the technology that we were talking
about? Disposable cameras.
Disposable fucking cameras. I remember disposable cameras because whenever you could get your film developed, and social media was just now popping, so if you wanted to upload shit, you get to a CD. You had to buy the CD and then upload it to a desktop computer.
You had to log onto all roads lead to logging onto a desktop computer.
So you little motherfuckers out there who don't appreciate shit, imagine every time you want to do something, whether it be your Snapchat, your Instagram, whatever it may be, you had to log on to a desktop computer.
And if you didn't, then you had to find somebody. If you couldn't do that, then you had to find somebody with a scanner. And that never turned out right.
I do remember that. I do.
Scanning pictures into the... And you couldn't rotate them, so you had to get the position.
You couldn't rotate. But here's the thing, though.
You couldn't crop them either.
You couldn't crop them. You couldn't filter them. You couldn't edit them.
So your Facebook profile picture was just like a teeny picture in like the top right corner.
Because you couldn't resize it. Yes, I do remember that. Or they'd be like, size too small, please enlarge. Like,
I can't, because I just scanned it.
It's not a reality, sir. It's not, because you see, I got a desktop computer and this disposable camera. You know what I'm about to do? I'm about to bring a disposable camera next time.
Because they still sell them.
Yeah.
Why? Who's using them? Is it like retro now?
I feel like you get to an age where you say, I'm overlearning.
No, because I was just getting my passport picture taken, and there was this little old lady with her USB plugged in to her phone, and she was uploading pictures at the Walgreens. And I said, go ahead, Grandma.
Okay, well, shout out to that grandma, but not all grandmas are like that. Some people just give zero fucks up after a certain age. Like, look, yeah. I'm not learning new shit. Case in point, I know a bitch at my job. Now, Frank Massachusetts doesn't refer to all women as bitches.
But he does.
But this bitch. This bitch at my job, who she still got. It's not, everybody's got Outlook. Everybody's got Outlook or Outlook 360, right?
Isn't it like required?
You would think, right? She has this, I don't know what the fuck this is. So you remember when you have to tab to everything because your mouse, you know.
Yeah, so you just toggle.
Yeah, you have to just toggle through it. That's how she sends her emails. It's like this blue screen of death, and she toggles through shit. And so we're like, hey, did you get the reminder? She's like, oh, I don't have Outlook. I don't get reminders. We're like, it's 2000 and whatever at that time. I'm going to need you to come into this fucking millennium. And she just toggling through shit. She's like, I love it. She can't attach shit. She can't do nothing. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
So she's Ghost Rider?
She's fucking Ghost Rider. Except she will actually tell you what the fucking situation is, instead of putting these perfectly innocent kids in real fucking danger.
No, but not really, because if she can't put any attachments in there, like, you gotta put together the clues.
You just get piecemealed emails. I remember I hated fucking with her because I was like, here come these piecemealed emails.
What is she using?
I have no idea what it's called. That's how old. It's just a blue screen and you toggle through and she has to hit like control. She has to hit like control N for new and then a new screen will pop up and then she pushes control D to send and it's like control Alt and X to like.
For some reason, all I keep thinking of is, you remember that Sesame Street where it was like the computer like and it was like. It was like the rollerball thing.
I do remember this.
That's what I'm thinking of.
That might be it. It might might be the Sesame Street fucking email. That's exactly what this bitch has. And so,
yeah. Oh, shit.
And she probably still fucking with disposable cameras.
But I would have been like, if I was her boss, I'd be like, bitch, no, everybody's using Outlook. Like, this is not acceptable anymore.
Now, Smurf doesn't refer to all
women. But I do. I'd be like, bitch, that would be in her, like, performance write-up. Like, bitch, you gotta come up to speed.
She's like, you're a valued member of this team and everything. But bitch, about this
fucking like, what is that? I would demand that she tells me what that is. It's a blue screen, bro. Like, what? What?
You know what's fucked up is that at my job, they're doing this big overhaul, right? So they're replacing all of our old systems, like all of it. So like everything's changed, and we've had the same systems for like 80 years, right? So all of it's changing. And they're like, no, everything is going to be deactivated by this date, right? So all of this, all your little antiquated, antique bullshit, that shit is not going to be functioning after this date.
Do you know how jarring that's going to be for her?
No. If you would have seen the email of her concern.
Well, I couldn't because I can't pull it out.
Well, it had like, every time she hit space, it would give like a triangle or something like that. Like, that's how it works. Like, a space equals a triangle when it comes to Outlook trying to process it.
Outlook's like, I don't know, triangles and shit. Wingdings or webdings.
But she was like, will all of my messages transfer over? How will there be training on the new system?
Outlook?
On Outlook 360. She wants training on it.
But that's kind of, I will say I do feel kind of bad for the older generation, because I know the only reason, like, us, you throw anything at us, we can pick it up. Right. Eventually. I mean, Snapchat took me a little bit.
I still haven't figured out Snapchat. I mean, I know how to use it, but it is what it is.
I was just mortified that I was just going to send a snap of my, like, a close-up of my face.
Just an eyeball. It's like, just one eye. All right.
But, you know, we pick it up because, again, we've always grown up with technology for the most part. But there's a generation... I think we all have ADD. But the older generation, they don't know what's going on. Like, and if they're not just quick studies, then now I do know, I work with a lady, she's like 70 something, she's about to retire, and she's like a coder, like a computer programmer.
Oh, that's dope.
And she always has like the latest technology.
Well, that's, and again, for her to be like that, just because she understands that that's the new wave and this has become the new reality of life, it's just in this digital form, that's good for her. Because you get these people who fall behind the times and they're still looking for factory jobs and they're not coding.
They're hoping that they bring the coal industry back. It's not going to happen.
They bring certain people to prominent positions in this country, and now this is where the fuck we are. So, yes.
Oh,
so shout out to that grandmother for being in this millennium and realizing that shit's changed, and no, it's not the foreigners. Xenophobia is real.
Yeah, it's not the foreigners.
It's not.
You just out here using disposable cameras.
And the blue screen of death. If you would have came in along with everyone else.
You wouldn't be scared of shit. There's nothing to be scared of. You would have known what the issue was. Damn, I think we solved what's going on.
That's what's disposable going on. Disposable cameras. Got that person elected into the Oval Office. We're not saying his name. But the troll has gotten into the Oval Office because of people with disposable cameras.
We might have to do an episode about that because I'm still in my feelings.
I'm in my feelings, but at the same time, I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. Like, we did 8 years of Bush. Like,
yeah, this is kind of something a little bit different.
It's different, but hey, listen. If our parents could survive Reagan and we could survive Bush... we can do this. Like, we can figure this shit out.
Can I tell you, I have, like, a fear.
What?
This is so irrational, but I'm going to say it. Okay. So, every time I hear, like, a plane that's, like, real close, mm-hmm. like, you know that plane sound, I don't know, flying? Sure. Right?
That plane sound flying. Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
I always think it's a bomb. Like, I always think it's a missile. I always... It's not once or twice. I always.
So who's it coming from? Korea, China, or
Russia? All of them. They're all sending.
They just sent one bomb, just one missile, just trajectory, just where you're at.
I'm at Safeway, and they've decided to bomb the Safeway.
Who'd you vote for?
So now I feel like that's good. That irrational fear is going to be heightened during these 4 years.
Yeah. I'm just scared of being black in America.
But you always had to be scared about being black in America.
Yeah, but I had a certain level of confidence because we had a president that was in the fucking Oval Office.
And people are getting real bold. Can I tell you,
I've heard people getting bold, right.
The real true N-word way more than I ever had in my entire life.
Oh, like the ER?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like people are just slinging it.
Yeah.
So I just sling it back. I don't care who you are, what you look like, you'll get it back.
I've been hitting people with N word. Yeah. It's like anybody can get it. Anybody can get it. It's like, oh, you want to play them games?
I'm not going to allow that to hurt me.
Right. I was like, that is a topic for another episode.
What are we talking about? Disposable cameras?
We're talking about disposable cameras. But if you have any other questions or if you have any other topics you'd like us to talk about, Smurf and Durfy, what can they do?
Go ahead and send us an email at speakerboxseattle@gmail.com. That's speakerbox normal spelling, seattle@gmail.com.
All right. And if they just want a one-stop shop to catch everything, they can go to
our website, which is speakerbox.com.
That's S-P-K-R-B-X. S-P-K for R-B-X.
.com.
So good. So good. What was your DJ name?
Gary the Juice Man.
Gary the Juice. Wait, do it.
Gary the Juice Man. Now you got the juice.
Yes, that was it. Yes. I just did the Pokemon.
Oh, we should have added that to the obsolete Pokemon Go.
Because that shit went out real fast.
Whoa, that went out.
You wonder why? Because I heard their buffering was like real. Wasn't it real? Like,
yeah, but then they got over that and people were still excited. But I think just people went too hard in the paint for nothing.
Yeah.
Because it really wasn't, there isn't really anything to do.
You could train them, right?
No, not really. Oh. You can't work them out.
Couldn't you battle with them or something like
that? Yeah, but it was just like tapping.
Oh.
And then you had to do real shit. Like, I found myself at Point Defiant Zoo, like, after hours, taking over a gym. Like, it was, it wasn't my idea. Like, my cousin was like, real, like, we gotta go do it.
And you were like,
it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We had, like, broken into the zoo
to find some fucking Pokemon. I caught a charge looking for Pokemon. Damn it,
that's when I was like, I can't do this shit.
Yeah, so we'll throw Pokemon Go out in there. So to anything, we do this episode to remind you motherfuckers of the privileges that you have. And also know that the shit that you have is about to be outdated real fucking fast. Which one do you think is next to go? If you had to make
after it, Pokemon Go?
I think Twitter's next.
Yeah, Twitter. Which I know because the people that still fuck with Twitter, like, stand for Twitter. That's going to be hard for them.
Right.
Because even some of, like, the Vine people that couldn't, like, they weren't able to transition.
They weren't. And Twitter hasn't transitioned. Like, it's still
just... Because where are you going to go to do that?
Yeah.
Because everything else is similar now. Like, Facebook's doing the same stuff as Instagram and Instagram. Like, they're all becoming basically the same for the most part.
And Instagram's trying to take out Snapchat. Because they have a Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't like Insta stories.
No, it's too complicated.
It feels weird.
And it's too complicated. Because then you have to post it twice. It's like, I'm doing two different things on the same system.
Cross-posting is the worst. Because it's like, I want everybody to see what I put on the Snapchat. So now I got to go to
Desktop computer. That might be the episode. Name of this episode. Logging on to a desktop computer.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well,
yeah, Twitter. Yeah. So
I'll say Twitter's the next one to go. It's not going to be Facebook. It's not going to be Instagram.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Snapchat. It's going to be Twitter.
No, I think Snapchat's in it for the long haul.
Snapchat's in it. Yeah. It's going to be the new form of communication. I think Snapchat's going to get Skype.
So right when the lady from your job learns Outlook,
she's gonna be like, popping on Snapchat.
They're gonna be like, I'm sorry, Lydia, we're going to convert to Snapchat.
she's gonna flip a table. That is definitely on my bucket list, to flip a table. I'm going to set up a table and, like, somebody's gonna piss me off and I'm gonna flip the shit out of it. I don't know why. It's one of the things.
I mean, is this gonna be like when you're transitioning out? Because I feel like that's something you can't come back from, table flipping. Like that, especially as a black man.
My exit interview, I can flip a table.
Man, I've known some people that pulled some shit, man, and then for some whatever reason, that shit didn't go through with the next place.
All right, fuck it. I'm going down to Pike Place. I'm setting up a table. I'm flipping it, and I'm calling it a goddamn day. Anyway, this is Frank, Massachusetts.
This is Frank.